T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The story of these four missing guys has broken through nationally. I'm talking not just cable, but all over the place. Philadelphia Inquirer has today headline, key figure in case termed unstable. That's their words. Cosmo DiNardo, the Bensalem man who Bucks County authorities have called a person of interest in the disappearance of four men, sold guns and marijuana, and once bragged about having someone killed over a debt, according to a friend of one of the missing men. I'll throw in another, allegedly. Let's go to J.D. Mullane. Hey, J.D., welcome back. Are you out there at the farm?
I am, Dom. I'm out here, not at the farm, but waiting for Matt Weintraub, the DA's 11 a.m. press conference.
So a midnight press conference last night. Do you remember anything like that in Bucks County?
Sure. I recall they're rare, but they do happen on big stories like this. Alan Rubenstein held several of them on big breaking news, where the national and actually the international media, because the BBC was here yesterday anyway.
What's driving that? Is it the number of people? There's four all of a sudden to go missing like that. It seems like my theory, JD, was when you have four guys, how could one person, you know, take them out, murder them, do something like that? The number, is that what's driving it?
It's that. It's Bucks County. Like I told you yesterday, this is in beautiful rolling hills, Bucks County. When you think of Bucks County, you know, all that beauty and stone farmhouses, and what, that's the setting for, you know, this macabre case. And these are DiNardo and a couple of these guys, Jimmy Patrick, affluent families. And it's the mystery of it. You know, even though they found this common grave, it was 12 feet deep. And how does one guy kill four people, allegedly, and dig a 12-foot grave by him, you know, and then bury it over by himself really fast, apparently? So we don't know. Maybe the DA will have some answers. I'm sure those will be asked today.
What about the other three? He said there are other remains there and all. Is there any indication that it's one of the other three?
Yeah. Officially, this is now a three-men missing case. But what I was told this morning by other reporters is that, you know, they're all there. They're just trying to sort out, so to speak, you know, the remains. You know, what happens to a body that is buried for several days isn't pleasant. And so the coroner is probably working on that. We may get the update at 11 a.m.
Okay. Now, J.D., my theory in this, if this is the guy, where the person of interest guy, allegedly, is, again, it would be a case. Well, first of all, let's close yesterday's business. I commend you. Yes, you were right on it with the parents refusing to talk at all and being subpoenaed before the grand jury. Is that still in effect?
Well, Matt Weintraub was asked about that yesterday, reported by one of the news organizations in town, and he would neither confirm nor deny.
Okay.
Generally, you know what that means in the news business. But he did follow up by saying that we are using every tool at our disposal. Certainly the grand jury is a tool at their disposal. He also said that he didn't want to blame Mr. and Mrs. DiNardo for trying to protect their son. And, you know, I think that I've seen that many times in cases like this, particularly homicides where the parents will, you know, particularly parents of means like the DiNardos will circle the wagons around their son. It's kind of a natural instinct.
Well, except when we have other families, four of them now, three of them wondering where their kid is.
That's true. But, you know, it's a phenomena I've seen a couple of times covering murder trials in Bucks County.
So, J.D., again, I see this as the classic. I don't know about you, but no one murders in my time of doing talk radio. and you have more experience maybe in newspapers, but they just don't murder people the first time around. It doesn't go down like this. There's a pattern. There's a buildup. The system, somehow or another, mental illness is often involved, allows things to slide, to skate, and then you have the jackpot.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the mystery of the case. You know, DiNardo knew all four of these guys, but it's not clear that all four of these men knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them did. DiNardo went to Holy Ghost Prep in Ben Salem with Jimmy Patrick. They were Facebook friends. So, I don't know. Yesterday I was out at the DiNardo's house in their neighborhood, and the next-door neighbor was telling me that, you know, Cosmo had some problems. There were reports yesterday in the news that Mrs. DiNardo had Cosmo 302'd, which is involuntarily committed to an institution for psychiatric as a danger to himself or to others. So it's you know, what is the pattern? We don't know. Again, that's why all this press is out here. What happened prior to this? You know, there are all kinds of rumors about what was going on. The one that's most persistent is that there's a sex guy. And there was some crime committed in Philadelphia several months ago. And these four were mothballed because they knew too much. That's the one I've heard three or four times from city reporters. So, you know, it's fascinating. It's been described to me, the case, as a ball of twine that Matt Weintraub and the investigators up here in Bucks County are slowly trying to unwind.
Hey, J.D., you mentioned a 302 and the commitment, I think, of Sylvia Sechrist and her mom. What's the status of that now? Do you feel, in your judgment, it's been tightened up so that a threat is not allowed out? I mean, we got the conflict between individual rights and threat. Sechrist was the perfect example, shooting up the Springfield Mall and killing, I don't know, double digits people.
You know, it all comes down to the authorities and what they want to do. You know, I'll give you an example in this case. Matt Weintraub and the investigators knew that DiNardo had tried to sell Tom Mayo's car a couple of days ago when they let him out on bail, or when they gave, you know, released him on $100,000 bail. So why would they do that? I'm not sure. To me, I would say, you know, the $5 million bail that's in place now was probably appropriate at that time. But in terms of, you know, people being, you know, involuntarily committed, somebody has to make that judgment. Usually it's, you know, people who are close to the person in connection with the judge. And, you know, authorities can do what they want, whatever decision. So, you know, the law is there to protect us from people with mental illness, but we know that it's not always followed and not always enforced.
Exactly. Parting area, J.D., I wanted to pivot to another area where I know you've written about this movingly on a number of occasions. Today, Betsy DeVos has this big panel, education secretary, who's become a cause celeb to the other side, and one of her top officials, the head of the Civil Rights Division of the Education Department, gave an interview yesterday that said something that she's being singed for that I think is true. 90% of campus sexual assaults amount to we were both drunk and then regret came in and then we go through these long procedures. You've covered some of this and you've written about it. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, they politicized the bedroom. I mean, that stuff was going on when I was at Temple living in the dorms in North Philly. You know, he said, she said. And, you know, I don't know. It's not wise to, you know, introduce law enforcement, you know, into, you know, one night stands, which is basically what we're doing. And it's ridiculous. You know, look, going to a, and this is going to sound, you know, like I'm a throwback, but it's common sense. You don't go to a boy's bedroom, apartment, dorm room, drunk, alone. It just doesn't make sense. You are foolish to do that. And, you know, it's funny how when every time I write that, I get a raft of hell, usually from the feminist set, who say that I'm some sort of dinosaur. But they never argue the common sense point of it. If you're a young woman, you don't, you know, smoke weed, get drunk, and then go to some guy who you really don't know, you know, go home with some guy alone or go back to his dorm room alone, you know, and you know, these cases can turn tragic. There's no question about that. And the boy is responsible. You know, the young man is responsible for controlling himself, but a lot of times he won't.
And right, so, JD, and even if you win in this, even if he's punished, even if he's convicted of whatever, that's still not going to be helpful to you. It would have been more helpful to avoid where you're both drunk, and then societally, we got to come in and sort this out, and it's very difficult.
It's true, and you know what? It doesn't help guys like Senator Daylon Leach out there in Montgomery County, my favorite state senator. a few years ago, you know where I met him? I met him. He was one of the key speakers at Slut Walk in Philadelphia, where these young women were dressed like prostitutes because they feel, and they told me this, they should be able to dress like that 24/7, walk down a dark alley in any part of the city and feel perfectly safe. It's ridiculous. And he was defending that. So it doesn't help when you have people in positions of authority, state authority, saying, yes, young ladies, you can do this. I mean, it's stupid to me.
Hey, I think I have a sense. We have to set this up for next week. J.D. Moane in one corner and Daylon Leach. I think he'll come on. I think he'll do that.
Yeah. Great. I'd like it. I mean, I don't mind Daylon. He's funny. He's very quick. But the slut walk thing was just totally ridiculous. And then going to Colorado and sampling the wares of weed out there on a fact-finding mission. He's my age. He didn't do that when he was 18. You know, I mean, come on.
Exactly right. Hey, JD, thank you. Thanks for the report. Good luck with the 11 o'clock news conference. And your next column will be tomorrow?
No, it'll be Sunday.
Sunday. Okay. And you'll be writing about this, do you think?
Possibly, or the wall, the Vietnam Wall
coming to Bucks County. All right, JD, thank you very much.
All right, take care.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.